WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hello again, Irish fans. You're listening to Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame sports from a fan's perspective. We're sponsored by the South Bend Chocolate Cafe in downtown South Bend. I'm Mike Sullivan, and joining me is Mike Brammer. If you have any questions or comments about Notre Dame sports, send us an email, domeanddomer@wsbt.com. The next 12 minutes, we're going to talk about where Notre Dame is going to end up in a bowl game, possible opponents, and who we'd like to see Notre Dame play in this critical bowl game. Notre Dame hasn't won a bowl game since the 1994 Cotton Bowl. It's time for that to change. Bram, let's get started here. Possible bowl matchups for Notre Dame. There's been a lot of talk today on some of the internet chat rooms, ND Nation in particular, about Notre Dame's bowl destination. And the choices are clearly the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl. Let's just talk about venues. Do you have a preference as a fan? Where would you want to see Notre Dame go? Opponent aside, just as a venue.
You know, I guess the last time we played in the Sugar Bowl, we won. So that might be the place to go. I don't know that I see us going out to the Rose Bowl. For some reason, I have a strange problem envisioning that. I would love to get a shot at Florida in the Sugar Bowl, i.e. Holtz in 92. With Jerome Bettis, but I think that would be the best matchup for us.
So you don't care about you don't care about the venue. You're more concerned about the opponent.
Yeah, I don't think the venue really matters. I think what's critical for us is
we got to win. A lot of fans, though, I think a lot of Notre Dame people are intrigued about the idea of Notre Dame playing in the Rose Bowl. Of course, the last time Notre Dame played in the Rose Bowl, Newt Rockne was coaching, and the Four Horsemen were in the backfield.
Yeah,
so I think there's some people that
I don't see that happening at all. How could the Rose Bowl not take Michigan?
Well, okay, here's the scenario with the Rose Bowl. They get the first two picks because SC and Ohio State are in the championship.
And we're jumping ahead of ourselves.
So they
not that USC's gonna lose.
They're gonna beat UCLA.
Yeah, I know, but I think the pollsters are going to have a knip shit if that ends up being a good game.
What are they going to have?
Can't rip that off the air.
No, they're not. SC's a lock at number two.
I don't know. What if they just barely get by you? You're going to have people screaming.
Well, I think people are going to start talking about Florida if Florida wins the SEC championship decisively.
Yeah, if they win decisively. I mean, there's point is, there's a lot to go around right now. I mean, it's premature.
Okay, granted. I will accept that. Okay. Let's assume SC's in the championship game. That gives the Rose Bowl the first two picks. And, you know, I think most people assume that the Rose Bowl's going to want to keep that Big Ten tie-in out of tradition and pick Michigan. And with the second pick, why would they pick Notre Dame for a rematch? That's what works against us in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
but there's another scenario, though.
I think it's going to be
Michigan. Yeah, but there's another scenario for the Rose Bowl. The Bowls can trade picks, trade teams, if they all agree to. So one scenario that I read about has the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl trading teams so that Notre Dame and LSU, who would be a BCS at-large team out of the SEC, Notre Dame and LSU would match up in the Rose Bowl so that you have Michigan and Florida playing each other 3-4, in the Sugar Bowl. I mean, the reasoning behind that is that Michigan has been to the Rose Bowl 3 out of the last 4 years, and so maybe they want to mix it up a little bit.
There's too many chinless at Michigan, just like there are at Notre Dame. I mean, the Rose Bowl is what they play for year in and year out, except for the last 10 years of existence of the BCS.
Right.
I just don't see the Rose Bowl saying, you know what, we're going to pass.
Yeah, it's not even been 10 years. It's only been a few years that the Rose Bowl's been kind of screwed by this BCS thing. It's only been really a few years.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that being said, you could take this another. What if SC loses Saturday, Michigan goes to play Ohio State, and we end up playing Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl?
No, that can't happen. It's impossible.
Well, USC,
Wisconsin
I guess
is can.
See, we'd get it if they did.
Well, Wisconsin cannot go to the BCS because there are already two teams from the Big Ten in the BCS, and the rules of the BCS do not allow three teams from one conference. So Wisconsin is out of the BCS. So is a third SEC team. That's why Notre Dame's a lock. There's nobody else. You could argue Notre Dame doesn't deserve it, but there's nobody else.
Yeah. Well, we're 12th anyway, so we're getting
We're 10th in the BCS, 12th in the polls. Right. 10th in the BCS. We're a lock. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, the Michigan scenario, a rematch makes no sense. The Bowls switching teams so that LSU and Notre Dame play in the Rose Bowl, I don't think that makes – that's unlikely, which means that the likely scenario for Notre Dame is the Sugar Bowl against the winner of the SEC championship game. So, potentially, we're all hoping for that Florida matchup. Now, let's talk about potential opponents. Michigan, I think that's off the table. Would you want to play Michigan again?
I think the players would. Yeah, I think the players would love to have another shot at that. You know, I think Notre Dame wants to play the highest-ranked team they possibly can. Granted, I do think we absolutely need a win. And if odds aren't against Michigan, then I think
who are they against?
See Florida.
You think our best chance is Florida?
I think we match up well with Florida.
Okay, I'd go along with that. I think Florida's offense is not dynamic.
I've seen them play twice this year, and they're not anything that I've seen in Michigan.
Yeah.
SC.
Meyer gets too cute with that offense. I think they've got great athletes and playmakers, but they out-trick themselves.
Not only that, but anytime you have two quarterbacks in a system, I don't care what you think you're doing, that isn't in the best
team. I agree with you,
huh? It never, 100%. Ever works.
Never.
It never works.
Florida does not execute. They don't have a great identity of what they do. I think that offense, when the field gets short, that offense struggles to put the ball in the end zone. And when they have to run the ball to run the clock out, that offense struggles. So yeah. I would love to play Florida. Now, their defense is a whole other thing. That's a good defense.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good. No doubt about it. But I think, Charlie would come with the package of 3 weeks of preparing, and we would put X number of points on the board, no doubt about it.
Well, listen, in the last three losses that you can argue, we weren't real competitive to one degree or another against really athletic, physical defenses. I'm talking about Ohio State, Michigan, and Southern Cal. In all three of those games, we've put at least 21 points on the board. Yeah. And had we executed a little bit, probably would have had another touchdown or two, okay? So I think you're right. Against Florida, I think, if the defense can hold them to less than 20 points, we got a great shot to win. Because, Charlie Weiss's offense, led by Brady Quinn, is going to put up three touchdowns on the board. I think that's a lock.
Yeah, that, and we're due for a special teams score as well. We haven't had one of those.
I mean, we're due for a lot of things right now. A bowl win certainly being one of them. I tell you, a team I do not want to play is LSU. I don't the matchup there.
I would agree for a couple of reasons. One, I don't like facing a guy like Jamarcus Russell that can run with the ball, too. He's big. He can see over the line.
He's huge.
We're not going to put much pressure on him, and that's doesn't bode well for us.
LSU is peaking at the right time of the year, too. I think they're playing their best football.
They are. They're playing good football, so it'll be interesting to see. I can't see that happen. I would say right now we're a lock for Arkansas or Florida, whoever wins that game.
Well,
it's going to be the highest-rated game. Why not do it?
True. If Arkansas wins, who gets the second SEC bid, LSU or Florida? They're both going to have two losses. LSU would have been,
they'll give it to Florida,
peaking late.
They played the champ. They made it to the championship. I mean, they won their division.
Oh, okay. So now it means Arkansas in the Sugar Bowl and Florida in the Rose Bowl. Now I think the bids are going to be based on, the thing Notre Dame's always accused about, ticket sales and things.
Right. Exactly.
To that nature. Yeah. Florida. You think Florida fans are going to travel to sunny Pasadena? Why? Why are they going to leave sunny Florida? I think Florida is a much better fit if they're not in the BCS playing in the Outback Bowl or, one of the bowls in Orlando or in Tampa where they're going to have built-in fan base. I can't see Florida traveling. Florida never plays outside the South, barely plays outside their own state. I just can't see them traveling to California.
They'll put up a stink if they aren't in the BCS, I can tell you that, because that certainly isn't going to help their recruitment.
Well, yeah.
No team would want to do that.
Of course, Meyer thinks that they should be in the championship game. I would love to see Arkansas wax them. As much as I want to play them in a bowl game, I would love to see Arkansas beat them just so Meyer's left out of the BCS altogether.
Right. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if that does happen either.
Yeah. Okay, well, again, Florida versus Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl at this point looks very likely, although there are a lot of variables. a lot of football left to be played. This weekend should be pretty interesting. Now, here's a question for you. A couple thoughts a few days further removed from the USC game. I think the defense played about as well as you could expect them to play. They held the SC to about their average in yards, close to their average in points, and they were put in a couple difficult situations by the special teams. I think the special teams played very poorly, and the offense did not play up to its capabilities. So when you want to start pointing the fingers about that loss, I'm putting it on the offense, not the defense. What do you think about that?
Well, somewhat. I think it's a bit of a stretch. I mean, the offense didn't play perfectly, but how many times do you got to play perfectly to win football games?
Did they play up to their capability?
I mean, granted, they're
yes or no?
Definitely. No, they didn't. They definitely didn't play up to their capability.
Did the defense?
I mean, Brady throwing the ball. The defense, I thought, played well, but they also gave up some big plays.
But did they play as well as they could have played? I mean, this defense, we know what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think they put us in a position to win the game.
I do, too.
Played perfectly on offense, and we didn't.
Right.
We didn't even come close to playing perfectly on offense.
No, we didn't. Right.
It was not one of our best outings, no doubt about it.
Now, why is that? Is that exclusively SC's personnel? Or, let me throw this one out there. Okay, I love Charlie Weiss. He is the right guy for the job. He's going to go down as one of the great Notre Dame coaches. But he's only in his second year as a head coach. How much of his inexperience as a head guy do you think is a factor in our performance in the last three big games we've played?
Certainly it's going to contribute to it. I mean, I'm sure that we don't know what goes on in the locker room as far as what Charlie says to the players, the little innuendos he makes and the tactics he makes. That'll come out in due time, obviously, as he gets into his third year and we face the next big game and see how they play. It's hard to argue that, being that they played so well against USC, and remember what he was saying on the field right before the game, before they played USC. He was telling Sean Salisbury at USC, hey, we're going to win. And Salisbury says, yeah, kidding around with him. Okay, Weiss, yeah, I read it. And then he pulled him aside and said, no, we are going to win tonight. Watch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does a guy do that? And you know that he's protruding that through his players. I mean,
well, okay.
He played like, I mean, his fourth, I mean, so in that game, he did it.
Now, yes.
They didn't come out on top.
But in the last three, the Fiesta Bowl, we came out and dropped balls and looked tight. The Michigan game, yeah. We come out, turn the ball over, and look tight. Against SC, again, we come out, drop balls. What's going on? You know, it's one thing being the game planner and the play caller as an offensive coordinator, but he's not responsible for the psyche of the team. That was Belichick's job. That was Parcells' job. And the mental and emotional preparation, getting that team ready to play, is the head coach's job, and this is Charlie's second year doing that. And maybe that's where the biggest upside for him is, you know, as he grows as a head coach.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. He's gaining experience right now, and time will tell. Right now, all signs are pointing to what you mentioned earlier, and he is going to end up being one of the great Notre Dame coaches.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Yep.
So he's on his way. Yeah, you could argue. But, you know, you could also argue, well, look what the hand he's dealt with. We got some skilled players in Brady Quinn and Jeff Smarja. Carlson, who wasn't highly touted day one, you know, has Weiss made him into that? Did Weiss make Smarja into who he is?
Yes. No,
He obviously made Brady Quinn into who he is. So every coach has their ups and downs and their pluses and minuses. You could argue that maybe that's Charlie's minus right now, is he doesn't get the psyche of the team where it should be to the highest level, but he will figure that out.
Right. I think he will, too. I place my trust in the big man. Charlie knows all things. Okay, that's what we have for today's show. We'll be back again after the conference championships and the bowl bids this weekend. You've been listening to Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame sports from a fan's perspective. I'm Mike Sullivan, along with Mike Brammer. We want to thank our sponsor, the South Bend Chocolate Cafe in downtown South Bend. If you have any questions or comments, send us an email, domeanddomer@wsbt.com. We'll be back in a few days to talk about where Notre Dame actually is headed in for their bowl game. But until then, remember, I'm Dome, but he's Domer.